Welcome to the Marriage Podcast with David and Summer.
We're here to dive into all things marriage, faith, and family. Real talk for real couples.
Thanks for joining us. Let's get into today's episode.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Marriage Podcast with Dave and Summer. And we believe here that every marriage can make it and that every marriage has a purpose and that every marriage has a big picture at the end. And that God has great things. And so this is actually part three of talking about sex.
Part three, let's do it.
Sex is a great topic, isn't it?
It is a great topic.
It is a great topic. And it's even great to practice, even greater to practice as a married couple.
Amen. Air five.
Air five. And so this today, we've talked about just the general idea of sex and why God created it. And then the second part, we talked about our connection, what we would call, I guess, in our soul, the dating, the bonding and the communication and how that impacts our sex life. Today, we're talking more about the spiritual connection with Jesus as a married couple and how that impacts our sex life. And so when we think about that, just why it's important to serve Jesus together, and we think about giving our lives to Jesus, basing our marriage on Jesus and his word, and having a vibrant, faith with God, to me, lends itself to impacting our sex life in a healthy way. How would you describe that in general, just in our connection to Jesus and how that has impacted, of course, our lives, but even our intimacy?
Well, I think, you know, just having a relationship with the Lord alone mm-hmm. allows you to open up,
yep.
allows you to be vulnerable and be able to share and have a protection, a covering, if you will,
yeah.
with one another.
Yeah, totally. And the Bible also, you know, obviously gives us guidelines that he says in 1 Corinthians 7, that your body belongs to me and that my body belongs to you.
Yeah, your body belongs to me.
Come on, somebody. That's a great verse. And so, I mean, just our faith in God's word, I would say in every, you know, area of our life, including sex, gives direction and gives guidance and then gives boundaries to our sex life, and when practiced, it makes it all better. Can someone say amen?
Amen.
So we're going to talk about just a few things. We think about our spiritual connection. Some of these are challenging. I want to say this starting off. Maybe some of us today watching this or listening, I would say, I don't know how my spiritual life impacts my sex life, but I think it does. And so just four things we're going to hit on. The first one, and we talk about this at the marriage conferences through Family Life, and that is praying together. Mm. And you and I have not always prayed together. Mm-mm. Even though we pray privately mm-hmm. to the Lord every day, we each have a great, I think, connection with God. Mm-hmm. I see her praying. I know what she does and vice versa. But actually praying together has not been automatic. Mm-mm. Why would you say that's the case? Because I think a lot of couples possibly are navigating this.
Well, it could be the case because you're so used to you praying with your spouse, the busyness, the schedules. There's times, you know, majority of the time he gets up before I do. There's times when if I'm up in the middle of the night and I can't get to sleep, mm-hmm. I will pray then. So mm-hmm. I think it's, you know, schedule, it's kind of hard. And yeah. I remember in our marriage group, I remember someone saying, and I agree with her. She was like, this, you know, being married beforehand, it was like, I'm being intimate, I'm being open, all the things. And then she's like, and to share that with someone else, it's like, no, this is with me and God. So I think that could be a mm-hmm. challenge for some people too.
And I think sometimes for me, I have my rhythm and you have your prayer pattern that you use. Right. I have a prayer pattern that I use. I have a rhythm to it. And this may sound totally bad, but once I have this connection with God and I've received
Don't mess it up. Well,
I'm not dumb, but I'm kind of like, I've prayed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's not like we don't keep on praying. That's not right. what we're saying.
Right.
But it's almost like you can kind of feel like prayed out a little bit. Like I've already prayed.
Oh, I see
today.
What you're saying. See, I'm thinking of something totally different.
What are you thinking of?
I'm like, I have my rhythm and I don't want you to come in and mess it up.
Sure. No, I get that too. I get that too. But even though, and whether you have your own prayer time or you don't, that's not the point.
Yeah.
Either way, I think there's something powerful yes. about coming together with our spouse, taking hands and praying together.
For sure.
And when we do that, it's really not long.
No, when you and I, no.
When you and I don't, I mean, it's really, we touch and agree on maybe something pertinent on
I'm trying to do my hair. I'm trying to do my makeup, and this brother comes in and wants to pray. Like, okay. Or if I'm in the car, I'm like eating my breakfast, and he wants to take my hand. I'm trying to put my seatbelt on. He wants to take my hand.
That's
so
right. That's right.
Totally ministry of interruptions over here.
But this connection to me in general, when healthy spiritually, can help fortify a healthy sex life.
Yeah.
And lead us into intimacy. So here's a couple of tips I have for praying together, and please share as well. Mm-hmm. From a guy's perspective, I've heard more times than not that the guy feels like his wife knows more than him about God or about the Bible. Maybe he feels like that she's more sensitive to God than him. She's more spiritual. She's closer to God, et cetera, et cetera. And so
we winning over here, ladies.
And so what do I do? And I tell guys this all the time.
Yeah.
That your wife, and I think it's the same for you, I don't think our wives want us or need us to know more than them. It's not like our wives are asking us, you better know more of the Bible than me, or I'm not going to be with you. Like, I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. What they want from us is, to me, a proactive male, mm-hmm. proactive leader. So let's get past if I'm spiritual, if I know more, if I feel God or whatever. Let's get past that. What our wife wants is just, hey, honey, can we pray together? Then second with that, when we do that, I would say to men, if you're not comfortable praying out loud, then what if I would say to Summer, if that was me, if I would say to you, hey, babe, can we pray today? And can you pray for the family? So as a guy, initiate the prayer. But if you're not comfortable, let her pray. Mm-hmm. But you initiate it and encourage, you know, that connection with your wife. That's what she wants. That's what she's waiting on. Mm-hmm. And then just let her pray. And you don't have to do it. And then I would say to the wives, when you pray, you know, pray a prayer that strengthens him, fortifies you. Of course, pray for your marriage, et cetera. But make him feel confident in that moment. But I think sometimes we make it so hard, it doesn't have to be.
Sure. I would take, okay, so another angle is women who have men who do know more. Mm-hmm. And they have a strong relationship with the Lord. They have a strong prayer life with God. And the women are like, why isn't he opening that up to me? Why isn't he That's discipling good. Me?
Okay.
And so my encouragement for men who are in that situation, let me start with the women in that situation, is to, because I'm like, have you ever even asked him? One, so have that dialogue, communicate it. And then two, for the men to know, like, your wife is pulling on you. Mm-hmm. Your wife is saying, I want this connection and I want you to help me. Because really, yeah. I mean, and I would say for you and I feel like I am your first disciple. Mm-hmm. You teach, but I watch you. I'm alongside with you. We have conversations. I see how you move and how you guide and all the things like that. So I feel like I have a fun insight mm-hmm. of your spiritual walk,
yep.
let alone us being pastors. It's right. just, we love to talk about the Lord and just things right. going on and right. how you navigate certain things. So,
so good.
That's important.
Yeah. And I think, and you may say, why in the world does my spiritual life connect to my sexual life with my spouse? And because I think when our heart is tender, when my heart's tender towards God, I'm going to be tender towards you.
Yeah.
When I'm connected to Jesus and I need to forgive, walk in love, be humble, do all those things, and that's alive in me, I'm going to do that towards you. It's mm-hmm. impossible, I think, to be close to God and then be disconnected from your spouse. You're going to have good days and bad days, but you cannot be close to Jesus mm-hmm. and then like hate your spouse. Like, that doesn't equate.
Right.
When you're close to Jesus, you're going to walk with God and you will move forward in what God says. Now, it may take time, but you will, I would say, follow the ways of God.
Sure.
So our spiritual connection does impact our sex life, because when our heart is tender, it opens us up to each other, which then brings us into an inclination to obey the word and to walk out our faith. And for married couples, have sex. That's a good point right there.
You have to add that in there.
I have to add that in there. Okay, here's another one. Pray together. This is big. Number two, being involved in church together. Mm. Now, we're pastors, so, you know, you can say, well, this isn't, you know, apply because, I mean, you're a pastor and you can't speak on this. But I would say that we've seen couples over the years that are involved in church together, it can be a great empowerment in their marriage.
It's beautiful.
And it can help them in every area of their lives. And I believe what we do for God's house, I just believe in this principle, especially in the book of Haggai, what we do for God's house, God does for our house. And so there's something powerful about being involved in church. So here's what I would say, you know, and get your thoughts. Being involved in church, there's something about giving to God together. That's our time mm-hmm. and volunteering, maybe going to group, giving tithes and offerings, just giving to the house of God. That's a big deal. I would also say, and to touch on one of these about being involved in church, I would also say overcoming offense. Mm-hmm. And you and I have seen couples get offended, and instead of them overcoming it, they both feed on it, and then they go in opposite direction. Mm-hmm. So this isn't always guaranteed, but when we are walking with God and being in church, and Dave Ramsey says, by the way, if you're not offended in your local church, it's because you're not involved deep enough. Preach Dave. All right, so offense is going to happen, but when we are offended, what are we going to do? And so I think being together and moving forward as a couple, when one of us are offended or both of us, when our heart's right, we can get through that. So giving together, overcoming offense together, and I would say just raising our family around other people that serve God is a big deal. Which one of those things, giving together, overcoming offense, and just raising your family, just being in church, would you want to hit on?
You got some hard hitters there.
Heavy hitters.
Well, I would, so the offense part, I think mm-hmm. the key is to keep talking. And what I mean by talking, obviously you two are probably talking.
Right.
But say one is offended and one isn't. Mm-hmm. Or it doesn't matter. But the point of it is to talk to leadership. I think that's the number one key, is to talk to leadership. Because the enemy doesn't want you to be a part of a church.
Right.
He doesn't want you to serve, give time.
Totally.
So just know that too, that the enemy is always trying to do some kind of divide.
Right, because I say that if being in church wasn't powerful, mm-hmm. then the devil wouldn't have to tempt us to get out of it.
Right.
If prayer wasn't powerful, the devil would need to, you know, mm-hmm. Distract us from praying.
Right.
So the fact he does try to get us out of these things shows us that there's great power in it.
Right.
In God.
And ultimately, you know, he wants your marriage to be, he wants you to get you out.
Right.
And then he wants your marriage to suffer.
Right.
And he wants your children to suffer. I mean, he's going right. for everybody. Right. So you think maybe it's something small, but it's not.
Yeah.
So that's huge. Giving, I think, is really powerful. Mm-hmm. Mainly because you're coming into an agreement mm-hmm. and it's part of your heart. It's part right. of your treasure. And you're saying, we're doing this together.
Right.
I'll never forget. A great couple in our church. This was a long time ago, maybe before we even had Davin. But her husband was giving, and she was just like, And until she got on board with her husband, that's when they started prospering.
Yep.
That's when her husband was getting promoted. She even got like this great job that worked out, all the things. So it's about giving together with your spouse.
That's right.
That's just powerful. So I hit on two things. I forgot what your other one is, but
well, and the third thing is, to me, raising your family.
Oh,
and you and I have seen our kids benefit. And even if you don't have kids, just being around community, just mm-hmm. being around other people. I think sometimes we take for granted. Come on now, stop messing with the mic. We take for granted what the strength of that is and what people mm-hmm. bring around us. And so our kids, they have, you know, pastors in the kids ministry, in the youth ministry. They have right. leaders here at the church that speak into their life outside of you and I. Mm-hmm. And we're better parents because of that.
Yes.
And so we're not the only voices that can speak into them.
Right.
There was trusted people that we have that can speak into our kids' lives, and it helps them. And, you know, you and I, you know, our kids right now, as we speak, are in travel sports. They're in high school sports. They're in sports, you know, in elementary school. And so we have a wide gamut. Our schedule is busy. But the one thing, even though we're pastors, I just want you to hear my heart that we do, is that we have energy with sports. We have road trips. We take, you know, practices, all this stuff.
I'm that yelling mom.
Yep, we do all this stuff. And yet we have that same, if not more, effort and energy mm-hmm. for our kid to be in the house of God mm-hmm. and be connected to the Lord. I think it's imbalanced when we're putting more effort into sports or robotics or band or whatever it is, dance, whatever it is, extracurricular, and versus our thought with God. Like we have to have, it has to be, I think all those things are good. Our kids can grow in that and be better for it, but it's got to be, we have to have energy and focus that our kids, our family is going to be in the house of God.
Our children's pastor heard that a child will have 5 to 7 people outside of their parents who they will actually listen to. And so because we involve our kids in church, they have safe people that they can talk to. And recently, one of our children did talk to a group leader mm-hmm. and the youth group and opened up and shared. Mm-hmm. And that youth leader gave them some great information mm-hmm. and counsel. And it allowed, what that group leader did was allow mm-hmm. My husband and I to circle around our son and to really cultivate him and affirm him and encourage him. So yeah, you, having your kids in church is just so powerful because there's so that force of the community of the church. Mm-hmm. You can't beat it. Can't stop it.
That's right.
And our kids feel safe in that. And because we are so, I want to say gung-ho, but because we're so passionate about the church, mm-hmm. our kids are passionate about the church. That's and good. They're here 3 services. Mm-hmm. They don't complain. Mm-hmm. They complain when we're talking for a long time after the 3rd service.
Yeah.
But they are good being here. Yeah. And I think because we cultivated that in our family, they're fine.
That's right.
They didn't have, like, we didn't feed them, you know? Right. I mean, that sounds horrible, but I mean, you get them donuts, but you understand what I mean? Like, oh, they have to have a, you know, their thing at 12 o'clock. No, you're fasting a day. This is what we're doing.
Force fast. You need to be more spiritual. No, we don't do that. But I would say that all that connects to our sex life, because when our house is at peace, when our house is in unity, when we're focused on God, when we're doing things that God's told us to do, again, that opens up our heart to each other.
Yeah.
It's easier to be intimate. God's in the center. God created sex. God wants us to have sex. And when our spiritual life is vital, to us, and it's growing in vitality, it's just going to help our sex life be that much better. And so please don't underestimate the power of praying together. Please don't underestimate the power of being involved in a local church. And I would say the right local church, right? A healthy church, a growing church, a giving church, a balanced church, not going off on tangents and, you know, having the right attitude and providing a safe place for your family. All that is a big deal. And sometimes we don't see the benefit of it, but the benefit's there.
Sure.
And once we, you know, pull back from that and then we're in no man's land, you know, spiritually, then we start to see what's missing. And I've seen too many families, man, over the years, you know, they pull out, they get offended, they quit, they do whatever. And man, sure enough, I say this, every decision we make over time, time's going to tell the story. Mm-hmm. And I've seen too many times where the time has told the story and it was the wrong end.
Choose life or
so,
death.
So, you know, we have to understand that it doesn't always feel easy. It doesn't always feel like it's the, you know, the best decision. But when we serve God and sacrifice for Him, it's going to pay off in the long run. And when Jesus is number one, you and I can grow in our sex life. And this part of our life does make an imprint on this very important part of our marriage through intimacy, being close to Jesus. So I would say, I want to encourage us today as couples to think about praying together, finding your rhythm, praying together. I would say choose to be involved in a local church. Choose to be involved in a healthy church and give to that church. Volunteer to that church, give your resources to that church, overcome offense together, raise your family in that church, and watch the longevity and the long-term blessing of God that I believe will happen. And the final thing, and you've done a good job with this, in our kitchen, Summer has written down like things that God has done on a little whiteboard. And it's by the refrigerator. And so me and the kids, all of us can see the things that God has done. So I put down here, another, you know, part of our spiritual connection is marking down what God has done. Mm. And I've, you know, it's a big deal for me to do this, but I also think that a lot of people don't do this. They don't really mark down and have this log, if you will, of answers to prayer, mm. the things that God has done in their life, and then to share that with your kids mm-hmm. or with your friends. And that's what Psalm 70 talks about passing down the miracles onto your children. Mm-hmm. And so God does miracles for our individual families. And so when we mark those down and then share them with our family, it just builds faith generationally. Exactly. And then when I remember what God has done, it keeps my faith. Man, God's moving. Mm-hmm. God's working here. Man, God's answering prayers. Things are happening that I don't always feel or see, but God's moving. Well, that just connects me to Jesus, which when I'm connected to Jesus, I'm led to connect with you. Mm-hmm. And then when I'm tender towards God, I'm tender towards you, and that impacts our sex life. And so how would you speak on marking down what God has done? Because you have done that for us.
Sure.
In our home.
Well, one particular, our oldest son right now has a job. Mm-hmm. And I remember talking to him in the car about tithes and offerings. This kid is just so funny. But the point of me sharing about tithes and offerings was just saying like, hey, dude, like God has really blessed us mm-hmm. when we have given our tithes and offerings. And so for me just to be able to share that with him, it got his wheels turning.
And then he talked about tithing and you said, and give offerings. What did
he? Yeah, he was like, offerings? What? So you're saying it's taxed? I'm taxed right now? And I was like, dude, stop. That is not
We're working what on that. That he's going to get it.
But anyway, but he did it. And so I think just talking again, like you said, and it says, and I want to say in Exodus, I could be wrong, but it talks about that of just, God saying,
yep.
remind your children of what the miracles, what I've done in your life, right. because you're passing down legacy. You're passing down God to your right. kids right. and your kids can pass it down too. So, yeah. So, I mean, there's some things that we've written and on the board and we've seen it come to pass and it's been really, really cool. I mean, I think our boys, they're just like, yeah, whatever. But what we're doing is we're just planting seeds.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think the fact that we're doing it as a family, especially, this last Sunday, it was a giving Sunday and our family came around. My husband was like, everybody come here, like get in the kitchen. I even think the dog was there, but we all had held hands and, we sowed a seed and we're believing mm-hmm. for something that money can't buy.
Right.
And we're believing for heaven to come into the Norris's household.
Right.
And so I just think, continually having those moments with your family, continually having those moments with your spouse.
Good.
It's like, wow, look what God did, And like you said a little bit ago, it could be mundane. Mm-hmm. But the spiritual component,
right.
You can't outdo that. And right. it's just really, really powerful.
Right.
So
that's right.
I think as we continue, we're striking the enemy,
that's
really.
Right. That's right.
And we're striking the enemy against our marriage.
That's right.
We're striking the enemy against our family mm-hmm. and against our sex life.
Right.
And it's like, no, you're not. Right. Every single time we're hitting.
Yep.
So just every single time you serve, when I see couples serving and they're greeting together, I'm always yep. like, powerhouses, look at these powerhouses, yep. Or you have one that's in City Kids or you have one that's on the coffee team or whatever, it's like, man, we're doing this together mm-hmm. and the enemy doesn't like that.
That's right.
I mean, people think that it doesn't matter, but it does. It does. Really, really does.
It's good. Yeah, and I just want to just encourage, I think you and I are better when we're closer to Jesus. Mm. I think, Summer and I are better when we are walking with God in a humble, connected, living way, right? Mm-hmm. And then our marriage is better, which does make our sex life better. And so I just want to encourage you, when we think about sex and marriage, sometimes we obviously, I don't think, link it to our walk with God as our first thought or our prayer life or, being involved in a church. But please hear me today. I think it is. And all of it is a part of the bigger equation of having a living sex life that honors God, that lasts decades long, come on, right? That is growing in intimacy and being connected to Jesus and his church is a major part of it. So I don't know where you're at today in your marriage. I don't know what you're dealing with. Summer and I have come through so many things and we've seen God help us every step of the way. And we're closer now than ever before, not because we're all that, but because God is all that. And yeah. God has healed me, God's healed her, and we continually work on it. And we don't discount our spiritual vibrancy to Jesus and how important that is and how it impacts our sex life. And if God can do it for us, God can do it for you. So I would encourage you to, you know, go from this podcast today, talk to your spouse, think about your spiritual connectivity. Think about praying together, being involved in church together, raising your family together in church, marking down the things that God has done, and of course, overcoming offense and giving to a church, moving forward and seeing what God can do. I believe God has great things for you and that the best is yet to come. So thank you so much for watching today and listening. Please like, subscribe, and share. We'd be honored if you would do so with this podcast. We can't wait to come back to you again. And we believe that God loves you and that God has a great purpose for your marriage. God bless you and see you next time.